The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd. This week, How Far Is Heaven? In this comforting children's book, a boy is feeling sad after losing his grandfather. Through a loving, compassionate, and patient conversation, his mother answers all of his questions. She explains that even though we may not see our loved one anymore, they still live on. They continue to surround us with their love through our memories we have of them, and through the signs we see from them with our eyes and in our hearts.
On the cover, at night, with trees and sky reflecting a deep blue, a blonde woman sits on a dock with a little boy. His brown hair shines in the light of lanterns hanging from tree limbs above them. Strings of little white lights wrap around the tree trunks. Across the woman and boy's laps is an open book. They gaze up at a red bird with a pointed head crest perched on a branch. In a big bedroom, the boy leans against pillows at the head of his bed with the woman beside him. He clutches a stuffed bunny. She holds a book and toy bear. Outside the windows, the night sky shines with a yellow crescent moon and twinkling stars. A bird mobile hangs above a bedside table with a lamp. A book lies open to a picture of a red cardinal. Socks, colorful building blocks, and toys lie scattered about on the floor. Books line the windowsill.
How far is heaven? My boy asked one day. Is it really that far? Is it far, far away? Because Grandpa is there, and I do miss him so. I just wish I could see him, although we can't go. Heaven is near, and yet heaven is far. Because heaven, my dear, is wherever you are. Although Grandpa is gone, it will not be for good. He lives deep in your heart, more than anyone could.
In a sunny green park, shafts of sunlight beam down through the trees and wash the grass with light. A red cardinal sits on a branch above a birdhouse on a post. Music notes fly through the air. Dragonflies flit over a stream, and on the bank are fuzzy white dandelions. The boy and his mother stand on a bridge over the stream. She points up to the cardinal.
Mommy, what does that mean? I just don't understand. Because heaven's too far and I can't hold his hand. Grandpa lives on through you, and he lives on through me. And he lives through that cardinal perched in the tree. That red bird is a symbol of Grandpa, you see. He is keeping us safe, because he loves you and me. So if one day you're sad and a cardinal's here, its sweet song might be Grandpa's soft voice in your ear.
The boy lounges on a blue rug with headphones on his ears and his head resting on a pillow. He smiles. A cardinal toy lies on the rug. Colorful drawings, one of pumpkins, one of a red bird carrying cherries, and one of a three-eyed alien lie scattered on the floor. A stuffed giraffe lies nearby.
Now, the song that is playing, the lyrics ring true. They are words that your grandpa is sending to you. And this meaningful song may be just what you need, because your grandpa is cheering you on to succeed.
In a bright dining room, the boy and his younger brother sit at a wooden dining table. Their mother carries a plate of cookies. Apples and bananas sit on a plate on the table. Beams of sunlight shine on bowls of oatmeal. The younger boy plays with a model airplane. Colored pencils lie near colorful drawings and scribbles. The older boy smiles as he looks out of the window where a bright rainbow arcs above the trees. A cardinal sits on the windowsill.
If you notice a rainbow so vibrant and bright, you should know that he's with you to make it all right. When we see him in pictures, we won't be too sad. We'll remember the wonderful times we all had.
A tray of watercolor paints with their gentle hues of blue, red, pink, yellow, and green sits on the table. Pictures lie on the table. One depicts their grandpa with short gray hair, blue shirt, and rosy cheeks smiling. Another shows the boys, their mother, and grandpa on a spinning carousel with brightly painted horses on poles and a canopy overhead. A smaller picture shows a red cardinal walking in the grass.
When those heartwarming memories come to our mind, we'll remember how grandpa was funny and kind. Just think back to that time we all went to the zoo. Grandpa joined in the fun, rode the carousel too. We will always remember that super fun ride. We will cherish those moments and hold them inside.
At night, the park glows with the light from lanterns and strings of little lights. Mother puts her arm around the boy's shoulder. They sit on a blanket, gazing up at the sky. She points in the direction of a particularly bright star. A cardinal stands by the blanket.
Now, there may be some nights when he visits your dreams. When he does, you will see how he lovingly beams. Those sweet moments will keep Grandpa's memory alive, and they'll teach you that feelings can make your heart thrive. So when I'm missing Grandpa, I look to the sky, and I find the most radiant star shining high. Then I smile, because I know that he's winking at me, and he's saying, "Hello, I'm as proud as can be."
The family decorates a large green Christmas tree with stars, bells, candy canes, and little glowing lanterns. Father holds the younger boy on his shoulders so he can reach high to put a lantern on a branch. The older boy smiles at his mother. She stands on a stool and works at the back of the tree. Holly and candles line the mantel. Four stockings hang over the fireplace. A fire glows. A picture of a cardinal flying toward a snowman hangs over the fire.
When we celebrate birthdays and holidays too, we create cherished memories, special and new. All the family time that we spend every year gives us so much to treasure and hold very dear. Now, these sweet, precious memories help us rewind. We will treasure them always and keep them in mind.
In the park, the boy and his mother fly a kite together. Dragonflies flit about. A cardinal pokes its head out of a hole in a tree trunk and watches them.
As a sign, you might find a new coin on the floor. If you do, that's from Grandpa, the man you adore. Mommy, what if I don't find these signs all around? No red birds, no bright rainbows, no coins on the ground. You just need to keep looking. I promise they're there, in the sun and the moon and the birds in the air.
Under a bright sun, the mother and boy lie on their bellies on the blanket in the park. Apples and bananas sit on a plate next to an open book. Dragonflies fly nearby. A red cardinal wings toward them.
Grandpa lives in your heart, and dear, that's where he'll stay. He will always be with us, no matter the day. All these signs from your grandpa help keep us connected. With him as our angel, we're always protected. So how far is heaven, you asked me, my love? It's from here, your sweetheart, to the blue sky above.
Puffy white clouds like cotton fill the light blue sky. A birdhouse stands under a tree in the park. One cardinal stands on a branch over the birdhouse. Another cardinal peeks out of a hole in the tree. A third cardinal flies toward the birdhouse. Under a heart carved in the trunk, a fourth cardinal stands on a rock. A fifth cardinal struts on the grass below the birdhouse.
I'll continue to be all around you in many different ways, to help you remember me for all of your days. I want you to know that I will always be near, watching over you and always loving you, my dear. That red bird that you see up there, up in the tree? I am here, my love. It is me. It is me. To the many cardinals who have flown back for a visit,
this has been How Far is Heaven? Written by Amy Scala Tishman. Narrated by Sarah Hannon. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Tatiana Ogorodnikova. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook, with audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by ImaginationStorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.